USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is commending Micron Technology for its plan to build a new computer chip fabrication plant in New York. Speaking in Syracuse, Biden saying it's one of the most significant investments the country has ever seen. The president also saying he's doing his best to help bring gas prices down.
Today, the most common price of gas in America is $3.39, down from over $5 when I took office. We need to keep making that progress by having energy companies bring down the cost of a gallon of gas.
Gas actually cost $2.39 a gallon when President Biden took office. Top officials in Texas are announcing money for a new elementary school in Uvalde. Governor Greg Abbott was among those to reveal $15 million will go toward building a new school. The money comes after a shooting at Robb Elementary School back in May left 19 students and two teachers dead. Russian President Vladimir Putin says the war with Ukraine was brought on by the West in order to get global domination. On Fox News, Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls says Russia's actions are their own and mark a serious realignment of world powers.
This is the most significant geopolitical shift since the end of the Cold War. We are seeing an alignment of autocracies. We are seeing China and Russia move closer together.
The Houston Astros will turn to their ace to start Game 1 of the World Series. The team announcing Justin Verlander will be on the mound in Friday night's matchup against the Philadelphia Phillies. Verlander will become the second pitcher to start a World Series game in three different decades, joining former Astro Roger Clemens. This is USA Radio News.
Paid for by Govmint.com.
The 1920 to 1938 Buffalo Nickel, a true American classic and one of the most iconic coins in history. It's been more than 80 years since the last Buffalo Nickel coin was struck. But now, for a limited time only, full one-pound bags of original U.S. government-struck Buffalo Nickels are being released to the public. That's right, you can own a full pound of 1920 to 1938 classic American Buffalo Nickel coins, all in very good collector condition, with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure a full pound of collector's grade U.S. Buffalo Nickels struck during the Roaring Twenties and the Great Depression. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $10 free with every order. Call now 1-800-895-7267 to secure your full pound bag of Buffalo Nickels before they're gone. 1-800-895-7267. That's 1-800-895-7267.
Last week, President Joe Biden announced that 15 million additional barrels of oil will be released from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, completing the release of 180 million barrels he promised earlier this year. Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stubbe says the oil should only be released in times of emergency, and it's hurting the economy.
The decisions that they are making and have made have cut down the domestic production of oil and gas.
The Strategic Reserve is at its lowest point since 1984 and contains about 400 million barrels of oil. One country is continuing to flex its military muscle.
A Chinese military contractor created a video showing off its new military technology, revealing a robot attack dog that can be dropped into a zone by a drone. The weapon then uses radar to search for targets, shooting anything that moves, with a Chinese QBV-97 light machine gun. That weapon fires 650 rounds per minute.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News' West Coast News Bureau. There's a mass exodus from the island nation of Cuba, and they're showing up at our southern border. Experts say they're fleeing a corrupt government that has destroyed the economy. The Powerball jackpot is now up to an estimated $800 million, the second biggest ever. The jackpot was about $700 million for Wednesday night's drawing, but nobody hit all six numbers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.